Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we need to score more points. I think really the biggest thing for us to improve on is third down. And frankly, defensively, you know, third down. They totally controlled the third down battle tonight. And I thought that was a huge factor in the game and obviously led to the lopsided time possession.
Those are the words of Mike McCarthy. Talking about a couple of phases of the game that cost them more so than just the quarterback play. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, you can. This portion of the program being brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. And they're the ones that fixed my knee up about three years ago. Just a little over 3 years ago, as a matter of fact. And feeling great. Biking, still losing the weight, still active, feeling good, no pain. It's been fantastic. A great experience. Maybe they can help you out as well if you need something orthopedically. They can get you in and maybe get you home the same day, but you can't do it if you don't find out more about it. Go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org. Or if you have something ailing you that just requires maybe more of a prescription, check them out as far as Care My Way goes. 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. 7 days a week, 7, 8, and 9 p. 844-CARE-WAY. That is Marshfield Clinic. Check out everything they have to offer. They are the official health care provider of the Bill Michael Show and yours truly. Joining us here in studio, Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio standing by. And, Mike, we'll start out by saying this. We did see improvement in Brett Hundley from the Saints game to the Detroit game.
Quarterback rating went from 38 to 86.
Yep. We didn't expect him to be 125, but it did go up.
But I just think there's a sense right now like this is never going to happen. That, you know, another two or three games, how many more? You've lost three in a row now. I mean, could this guy at least play 500 ball for you? Mike McCarthy asked last night, do you think Brett Hundley is going to get any better?
Yes, I do. You know, I believe in Brett, and that's not just a press conference statement. He's got what it takes. He has it in his body, has it in his mind, and he definitely has the heart. So I believe in him.
Mike McCarthy's talking about, he has mentioned it in the past, you win in November, you win in December, you get on a roll, all that kind of stuff.
It's November football.
Right.
You're supposed to have your team together now. This is it.
And you're still trying to figure it out. Defensively, you're still kind of a train wreck. You're still not in the right place
defense,
at the right time.
The defense let you down. You screw up a field goal, you know, on the opening drive. So talking to McCarthy about this, you know, coach, you get into this week now. You got to go down to Soldier Field, play the Bears. Mitchell Trubisky, there's no guarantees you're going to win this game against a tough defense this week. What does your team need to do right now?
I know what we need to do, though. To play better. That's the focus that I have. You know, you got to convert those third downs, keep the drives going. Your preparation shows up early in the game. I thought the offense came out ready to play, you know, had the long drive, you know, didn't convert down there in the third down in the red area, didn't have the field goal attempt completed, and defense comes out, and, you know, we stop them on third and 14. We have a bonehead penalty.
Now, he's talking about
Mike Daniels.
Yeah, he's talking about in the first quarter. You have that 14-play drive, you miss the field goal, but you got the Lions third and 14 at their own 25. You got them. You got them in that, you know, in your end of the field, and all you got to do is survive this third down, and Mike Daniels gets an unnecessary roughness, 15-yard penalty, and the Lions go and turn around and score the first touchdown of the game. They keep the drive alive. So we talked to Mike Daniels about, you know, did you expect this kind of performance on your defense at home tonight at Lambeau Field?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, and it capped off by a dumbass penalty I made, you know, and let them get the ball going. So, you know, I really take that up on myself because if we stopped them there, then they get short field. We're definitely going to score and now they're behind. So, you know, I let my emotions get the best of me. Obviously, the referees aren't going to make holding calls because they feel sorry for them, but nonetheless, I can't respond. Second guy always gets caught, so stupid-ass penalty. You know, we still have a lot of football left in the season. You know, we were in a similar spot last year. Let's not forget.
And, you know, we made some great strides. So that's optimism. We got the same guys, and we just, you know, have to capitalize on our opportunities. And every week we step on the field is another opportunity.
He's right.
They're pulling out the 4-6.
Yeah.
We were 4-6 a year ago. You guys were writing us off.
Right.
And then 12 said, run the table. Only difference
12
with this story
to run
is
the table.
12 ain't here to run the
just
table.
Just throw that out there.
People. Neither's Morgan Burnett, who looked good. You missed him last night. You saw some big plays he was making, stopping runs and interrupting screens until he had to leave the game with a groin injury. And in case folks haven't heard, too, Brian Bulaga, right tackle, they called him out right after looking at his knee on the sideline. Then they carted him off to the locker room. Torn ACL. Done for the year. Torn ACL. Blake Martinez, linebacker who's been, you know, showing up this season so far, they gave him the radio helmet. And, you know, you ask him about, now, you wore this last year, and you know, he pretty much called the game for the second half of the game last night.
Yeah, so I wore that until I got injured last year. So, I mean, I've been used to it and that type of thing. Last year, we didn't kind of have only just a headset signal. We had multiple kind of signals to make sure everybody got it. This year, yeah, we're just kind of single personality. You got to make sure everyone gets the call. So I took the headset once he was out. So I ended up calling the plays the rest of the down. I mean, kind of, I would make the kind of signals and checks regardless. So it wasn't really that big of an adjustment for me. It was just basically getting the call and letting everybody else know.
The defensively speaking, I mean, that's fine because it's not hot Clinton Dix, but still, he still doesn't look right. I mean, you and I have talked about that time and again, sitting next to one another.
If maybe he's been playing injured, and
He is, they're not telling anybody.
All of us together, Packer fans, if you have a chance to watch last night's game again, break it down, see what you think. The questions are, is it the roster? Is the quality of players? Is it the plan they've had in place for 3 or 4 years? With, as Peter King said on your show earlier this morning, about look how much they have put into that secondary, and what are they getting out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you one negative I've got on Dom Capers, and that's in last night's game. You're catching from, you're down 14-0. You're playing from behind last night, and you get into these third down situations in your own territory, and there's 5 seconds left on the play clock, and Matt Stafford is running a no huddle against you, which is what you practice every day. And Mike Daniels, the veteran, is standing there, 28 years old, 310 pounds, and he's looking for the coach and saying, Now? You want me now? Okay, then they make this personnel change. You're asking a 310-pound man to run to the opposite hash, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Line up 2 seconds, 1 second, snap the ball, and expect him to get to the right gap assignment and make a play. This is when the substitutions are ridiculous. This isn't a chess match. You got to have a guy in there and get through a rhythm, and why they have to change every single guy. Depending on down and distance, what change did they just make in the backfield? Well, we better send in Mike Daniels for the. It's ridiculous. How can you expect that player to perform at 110% when he just ran a 45-yard dash? It's ridiculous.
I completely agree. I've said for a long time, we've talked about this, that the personnel changes with the groupings coming off and not keeping your best players on the field consistently is stupid.
Lions are on a roll. They looked good last night. This is the kind of plan that they had in place. Jim Caldwell on the hot seat a couple weeks ago. He was adamant about how they were going to practice. Last 2 weeks, they've practiced well. And I talked to our old buddy, TJ Lang, now right guard for the Detroit Lions, about, you know, what's made the difference in these practices?
You know, there's no magical recipe. We just talked about we got to start fast. I don't think we've scored a touchdown on opening drive all season. And obviously, talked a lot about it yesterday. A big key for us was going to, you know, obviously go out there, score, try to get a lead, you know, try to keep them behind us and get them off their game plan a little bit. And, I think we did a good job executing.
What made the difference on some of those screens and running plays against the Steelers that were successful, 15 and 20-yard pickups tonight?
I think we caught them in, you know, good timing. I think a lot of those screens that we were able to get off, it seemed like they were bringing a lot of pressure. So, obviously, that's a perfect time to call some screens when, you know, when they're dropping a couple guys out of their secondary and pressuring the quarterback. I thought it was good timing and good execution.
Is that a little emotional for you?
Pregame was a little bit, you know, walking around, looking at the stadium again. But, you know, once the ball was kicked off, once the game started, you got focus on your job. Obviously, stayed out a while after the game talking to a lot of my former teammates. And good to see those guys. But big win for our football team. We came in here to get back on the right track, and we were able to accomplish it.
Good to see you. So there you go. That's Lane.
TJ Lane.
TJ Lane. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, there's the Journal Sentinel pretty much summed it up in maybe a paragraph. And I'm going to read this too, talking about the offensive side of the football. Stick around. Mike Clemens joining us from NFL Sirius Radio here in studio on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
So keep our head up, keep pushing, you know. We got to focus week by week. We can't let this loss or last loss define us as a team, and it won't. So, you know, we'll shake this off. It's going to hurt. It hurts talking to you guys after a loss. I want to stand up here with a W, but tomorrow we're going to wake up. You know, God's blessed us with another day, and we got to go to work.
He's right about that. I don't know if you're going to work with a ton of optimism, but at least hope, I guess. Brett Hundley yesterday, 26 of 38, 245 yards, sacked three times. Had the long pass of the 46-yard pitch and catch, a quarterback rating of 86, no touchdowns, no interceptions. It's better than the 30-plus quarterback rating that he had the week prior, but you know, you say what you want. The statistics still comes down to the defense gave up 8 out of 13 third downs yesterday. And if you really want to get into the numbers, the Lions at one point had 3rd and 14, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 8. The Packers defensively gave them all up. The only ones they didn't, there was a 3rd and 11, but 3rd and long was a nemesis for the Green Bay Packers. They just couldn't get off the field.
Matt Stafford and the Lions converted 62% of the third downs.
The
Green Bay
that's
Packers
an unreal number.
Only converted 22%, 2 of 9, only 22%. That's why at the end of the third quarter, time of possession, Detroit 29 minutes, Green Bay 16. It's 2-1.
That's your AppRoyo stat of the day. AppRoyo making it easy for companies just like yours to implement SAP and big data solutions. And you can get it done. Put all your information together and let somebody decipher it for you. Check them out on the web at APPROYO.com. That's APPROYO.com. AppRoyo on the web. So, Mike, sitting here talking about Brett Hundley and the losing and the Lions and such. There was a couple of throws he made yesterday that I'd said where you and I had seen him hesitate, where he didn't throw to the window. He threw to the window just a little bit off. And again, for people that want to just kind of throw Brett Hundley out with the bathwater, it takes a little bit of time to understand the speed of your receivers, the timing of your receivers. Now, granted, he doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers did in his first game. But I'm not, after 10 quarters of football, I'm not throwing a guy out either.
No. I also thought that the 14-play drive at the start of the game had some pretty cool plays that were definitely put in there for Brett Hundley, and those the first 15 scripted, and that's what some of the guys in the Detroit Lions locker room were saying as well. Golden Tate was saying that. By the way, quick note about Hundley. You know, on the bye week when he goes out hanging out with wide receiver Jeff Janis,
mm-hmm.
and they're on Janis's property, and he bags his first deer, there's a YouTube video of Brett in the kitchen cooking up the fillets of that venison in a frying pan with butter. It's kind of fun, and it, you know, it's a chance to see what this guy is like off the field. Pretty good guy to hang around. Just can't connect. Like second drive of the game, I think it was. You're down 7-0. You're trying to see if you can tie up the score, and on a 3rd and 9, they take a shot. They get Davante Adams one on one on the left side with DJ Hayden in the corner. And there he is. He's open. And so Brett plants, throws the ball, and it's just over Devontae's hands. Now, at some point, when do the receivers start throwing the quarterback under the bus? Well, probably never. It never happens in Green Bay. Greg Jennings was probably the best rookie receiver the Packers have had in 20 years. That's a long story. But I remember when he was making some tremendous catches, Brett Favre had an off day, and on a key third down, a game they lost to Lambeau Field, he overthrew Greg Jennings. And right after the game, we said, what happened? Yeah, I'm supposed to just cut back and be, you know, 14 to 15 yards downfield. And he just, you know, Brett just overthrew me. That's all. That's why we missed on that key third down. 2 days later, No, it's all on me. I ran the wrong route. Right. You do not throw the quarterback under the bus in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You don't. Whether it's Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers or Brett Hundley. And that's the way Devontae Adams was talking last night.
Yeah, we gotta figure out. We got to get a rhythm with that. I got to make that play on the one Brett threw a great ball to me. I just kind of misjudged it. I put one out, but when I first looked up and I kind of bursted again to go, you know, after I saw it here and I kind of gave a little burst and then caught up to it, I guess I'm faster than what I thought it was, and put a hand out and only got one on it when I could have got two.
It looked like he might have been able to bring it in. I'd go back to that article I was reading in the Journal Sentinel. Gray D'Amato wrote, in the absence of Aaron Rodgers, the Packers own quite possibly the least dynamic, least explosive, most painful to watch offense in the NFL. The warts were on display Monday night. He said the receivers can't get open, a running game that's inconsistent, thus unreliable, a backup quarterback who has done little to inspire confidence that brighter days are ahead, a timid game plan built around horizontal passing and dump-offs, and a complete lack of ingenuity.
Anybody that's watched this Vikings, Saints, and Lions game.
That is a great synopsis of what we've seen so far.
It is. It is. And to the point, anybody that's watched these last three games that they've lost now three in a row, that's not a good sign in the National Football League, can see the athleticism in Brett Hundley and the prep, the footwork, the command of the huddle, all of those things are there. But it's just you're off here and you're off there, and there's a little bit of confusion or hesitation, and you're wondering, can this still be turned around and save the season? And as I'm driving home last night, Bill, I'm thinking about, oh, man, now next. Bill and I and the crew, we're going down to Chicago. Gary's coming along, and it's at Soldier Field. And I don't know if they can win this game now.
No.
Against the Bears, because they've got a good defense, you know, and Trubisky's he's getting better every week. Are we really going to lose to the Bears now? And I thought, what does this team need? And you think, you know, the question is, even though he has been there for 3 years of training, Brett Hundley, it still helps to have a guy that's had some experience, which is why the team made a run at Brian Hoyer, a guy that's had some game experience.
If you're going to run at anybody, why is it Brian Hoyer?
So, you know, I thought about, I mean, he's past his prime. He can't play anymore. But what Green Bay needs right now is a Kyle Orton, a guy who beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kyle Orton?
Kyle Orton
and
came
the Bears?
In, took he, that team win.
Had a good defense.
Yeah.
But that 50-mile-an-hour win in 2007 down at Soldier Field, he beat you. Then you go up to Buffalo a couple of years later, and he beats you and Aaron Rodgers with a good defense and good management, game management. Kyle Orton. So I talked to Les Grobstein down in Chicago about that. I said, what do you think? You know, the Packers need to just see if they can shop around and see if there's another Kyle Orton out there. He said, I got another one for you. Remember when the Packers won the Super Bowl and then they came back and looked like they were going to go undefeated and they lost to the Chiefs? You know who the quarterback was that day? Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton, yeah.
You know? So how frustrated is this team now slipping to 4-4, losing three in a row, and losing at home to the Detroit Lions, who only won their second game in 25 years at Lambeau Field or in Wisconsin? Here's what Corey Linsley says is the mood in the locker room.
It would be frustrating if Brett was sitting there, like, I don't know, not paying attention or doing something other than doing his job, and that's not what he's doing. It's not. So that's not it's frustrating. Of course, the general nature of it is frustrating. But, again, I think I just want to make it known, at least for me, that Brett's doing everything he can. And I think he's composed, he's poised out there, he's not rattled at all. So that's something that we can build on.
He's doing all the right things. He has to. I mean, and Brett Hundley knows that this is his opportunity to shine as well. If he's ever going to get paid, he's got to show his wares. So I'm happy because I wanted to see progression, and I saw it. But I didn't see what I wanted to see. I wanted to see him coming out and rolling and firing and getting the ball, getting rid of the ball quick. And even if they were quick outs, being accurate with the passes. Now, he had a couple of drops and such yesterday, but it wasn't the performance that I was hoping for.
Special teams, field position. No bonus. Trevor Davis taking over for Jeff Janis. Coming back to the 17, sometimes 18-yard line. Opening drive, you go from your own 22, 14-play drive, all those scripted plays. And then the thing runs out of gas with a 3-12 at the Detroit 25. Short pass left to Trevor Davis is incomplete or not. It's not enough. How many times does he throw balls on third down that aren't long enough? you know, to get a first down. That's frustrating. So they set up for a field goal, like a 38-yard attempt from Mason Crosby. And Derek Hart snaps this thing and it rolls on the ground. Now, this is amazing what they've gone through this year. They weren't going to bring back Brett Good. They thought they needed a guy that was beefier that could maybe help out in coverage on punts. So they had Derek Hart, a guy named Tabor Pepper. Those guys weren't working out. Hart, he snapped four balls on family night that Mason Crosby was missing field goals with. So then they had to bring back Brett Good, who has got that tremendous snapper. The laces come back perfectly every time. It's just he's not that big of a guy. Now, he goes down with an injury. Last week, Tabor Pepper is in practice, and Aaron Ripkowski steps on his foot.
He broke his foot.
Puts him on IR. So now you got to call back the number three guy, Derek Hart. Now, listen to what Mason Crosby said last night about that low snap and why he missed that first field goal attempt.
Obviously, he's familiar with, you know, the protection, the stuff. So, kind of obviously with Tabor getting hurt on Wednesday, it was quick. You know, didn't get, we got enough reps, felt like. And he had a great pregame, and, we'll just evaluate that one because the rest of his snaps were good. And we just have to look at that first one and make sure that we just eliminate, just continue to eliminate those ones.
So, that revolving door after you had Rob Davis and you had Brett Good for, 20 years of long snapping, now it's a revolving door. It's just a darn long snapper job.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this Derek Hart kid, he gets the phone call to come back a second time. Hey, get, pack up the car, get out of Pennsylvania, James Madison grad. You got a second chance to long snap. And listen to what he said about his story.
It's absolutely major. I'm kind of getting emotional. I don't know, man. I don't know how to answer that question. I've just always had confidence in myself, and you have to, no matter what, with whatever you're doing. Like I said, we're reading books, whatever it took, motivational videos on YouTube, doesn't matter. Just had to keep that confidence. And to be able to come back here and get another opportunity, it's kind of unheard of. Even my agent was saying, that doesn't happen very often. So literally just have to talk to yourself. And you got to have good friends. You got to have people around you that believe in you, too. I mean, that's a big thing. I'm very fortunate enough to have a lot of people that tell me I can do it. They know I can do it. Everybody goes through ups and downs. I've had times where, anybody, and you ask anybody, any top professional athlete, they go ups and downs, and that's when you need those people, in your corner for the downs and stuff. And then, so I don't know, there's confidence all around. They got confidence when I don't have confidence, but if you're in a low and you got good friends, you got good people around you, it boosts your confidence.
So there you go, Derek Hart, the long snapper. I'm going to go and take a quick
break.
Anybody
want to volunteer to be the team psychologist?
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about that. We'll also have to hear from Brett Favre and Steve Young when we come back. A little bit of a note, Pro Football Focus just came out with their weekly grades. Golden Tate, Marvin Jones Jr., the number one and number two graded wide receivers in the National
Both
Football
Both over 100 yards last
year. Yeah, there you go. Stick around. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are glad to have you. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio and breaking down this Green Bay Packers team. And it's interesting because even the Packers, the discussion of the current team leaked into the Chalk Talk yesterday with Brett Favre and Steve Young yesterday, which I thought was rather entertaining.
Steve Young, these guys competed back in the 90s, the 49ers and the Packers, and kind of had similar backgrounds with Mike Holmgren. And they were talking about what would you do right now? What should they do with Brett Hundley backing up for Aaron Rodgers?
I know that Mike McCarthy said, I've been tutoring this guy for 3 years. He's under the gun on this one, so it'll be interesting.
I think they need to turn him loose a little bit.
Yeah. Move him around.
Move him around, yeah.
Cut the field in half. Make some simpler things. You can make the game simpler in some ways. You can't quite dominate defenses. You have to go sideline to sideline to really take defenses apart. But you can make things simpler. Cut it in half. pick a side, up to down.
Right.
Move around a little bit. You know, there's ways to make it easier, and they need to, because it's just everybody's staring right at Brett, and he just needs to get some confidence and get some, you know, it's like anything. It's a confidence game in the NFL, especially when you're replacing someone like Aaron, and you've got to now leave behind what everybody's thinking you need to do. You need to do what you do. I learned that with Joe Montana when I was trying to be Joe Montana. Oh, I got to be, well, sooner or later, like, I'm not Joe Montana. Yeah. I got to do something different. And so Brett's got to kind of grow into that. But you can see that it's kind of wide open other than a couple teams. There's some playoff spots to be had.
Yeah, the vision is
kind of open. So,
you know, there's still a great chance of winning it. What, 4-3, 5-3? You're a game or two away from being in the lead. And I'm sure Mike and McCarthy, Tom Clements, those guys, are keep it simple. Try to start out the first pass. Let's get an easy pass, a hitch, a little boot or something like that, just to kind of get his feet wet. But he's been around, you know. I mean, it's 3 years. Turn him loose a little bit.
There you go. That's waxing nostalgic from guys that have been there, done that, that sound more like quarterbacks coaches.
Right.
By the way, offensive coordinators.
Tom Clements no longer with the company there, Brett.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Hey, he doesn't need to know that.
No.
He doesn't need to know that. He doesn't work there. No. He's just a marketing guy.
All right.
25 mil to do nothing. There you go. Good stuff, Michael. We'll talk later in the week.
Thank you, Bill.
There we go. Bears week on tap. We'll talk more Bucks tomorrow. Greg Gard on the program tomorrow. We're going to look back at the Bucks and Cavs. Talking about this Bucks trade as well. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See you.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.